What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. Y'all can always find me at linktree.com/ What We Gonna Do pod. That's linktr.ee/ What We Gonna Do pod. Now let's get into the show. I feel like I talk about change and transition a lot. And I'm going to talk about it again today. I recently watched a lecture on Netflix titled Who We Are. And I'm currently watching a documentary called Is That Black Enough For You? And this morning, it just made me think about our communities, you know. Black communities, specifically, and the devastation and deterioration of Black communities, the strategic disinvestment towards Black communities and Black people, and just it makes me think about a lot of different things. And so, in one of the documentaries, and I'm gonna talk about just in general, you know what I mean? Some more changes just in general, just how I'm thinking and, you know, watching my nieces and my nephews grow up, watching my sisters grow up and just, man, time, you know what I mean? It's a hell of a thing, you know what I mean? And just how you might have been thinking at, 13, 14 and how you thought in your 20s and then how you think in your 30s and being a parent and some of that stuff. Y'all done heard me talk about that before, but just probably going to talk about it a little bit differently today. So on this documentary, one of the things that really got me, and I think I said this on a past episode about, you know, wanting to have a school, you know, looking at LeBron, looking at Puffy, looking at Jalen Rose, looking at these different individuals with schools who've had schools for long times and what they've done, you know, in the graduation rate and some of these things. And I did an episode on some of these, things in the past. But I said I wanted a school. Before I said I wanted a school, I said, you know, I wanted a lot of money. You know what I mean? I just wanted to help the community, just help the world. And then I was like, you know what? I don't want to, because I always said I wanted to rebuild my community. Like, I wanted to come back. I wanted to buy up the city and buy up the block and do all this different type of stuff. But then I say, you know what? I want a school because I feel like a school is going to be around longer than the neighborhood. You know, so I said I wanted a school. Now I'm back with, I still want those things, but I think I want even bigger than that. Like, I think I would like to rejuvenate some of these historic Black communities. You know, like strategically invest and figure out like how we can rebuild the economy there and just rebuild the parks and the houses and just the businesses and whatever was there. Like, see if it's possible to throw money at it. You know what I mean? They say that's what you do. But obviously more than that, you know what I mean? Put organizations together to do these things, because you see what Oprah does, and I see all of these, you know, millionaires and billionaires, and I see them doing these different investments, you know, to charities and to out of the country and all these different things, and I got to thinking that we talk about this, you know, we talk about athletes coming together and entrepreneurs coming together, specifically Black ones, and what they could do, you know what I mean? But you see them open up a gym, they open up a car wash, but I really want to know if we can do something bigger. I remember Yo Gotti was talking about, I think, buying up like his old apartments, something like that, but they didn't want to let him do it. And I thought that was a great, you know, I thought that was dope. I thought that was just a hell of an idea. And on the documentary, Is That Black Enough For You? There's a portion where Or it might be on the other doc. It's on one of them. But there's a portion, either on Who We Are or Is That Black Enough For You, where they go to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And y'all know there was a Tulsa race massacre and just everything that, for those of you who know, if you don't, go ahead and Google that and look it up. Do your research, YouTube videos, all kind of stuff. Make it easy for yourself. But they've showed footage so I've never they showed footage and images I've never seen before of like the devastation. They discussed it in a way that I've never heard before. And so they get to a portion where they talk about these are the steps to nowhere. And you never pay much attention to these things. I'm sure all of y'all go around and y'all see, let's say, older black neighborhoods, and you just kind of keep going, oh, it's old, oh, it's decrepit, oh, it's this. Like, you never think, like, what happened. You never think about roads that were built over bodies. You never think about for somebody else to get this, what happened to everybody else? Redlining. I've been doing a lot of research on redlining and just all of this different stuff. But they have these, they call them the steps to, I believe, nowhere. And there's like a block, and you see the grass, and it reminds me of my grandmother's, my great grandmother's house. You know what I mean? Where you got them old houses that black folks had. They was up on a hill. You had these big concrete steps that went from the sidewalk. They had a nice big yard, and you go to the house, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm looking at Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I know that, I know the history. I know several things, just about how the black people migrated and what happened afterwards, and how they sectioned off certain things, and obviously how there are black communities that were just completely erased. Even Central Park, which was not Central Park, so go look up the history of Central Park and who's buried there and all of that type of stuff. But I looked at this and I said, wow, it's a memorial. It's something that should not be forgotten. And yes, I believe there should be landmarks, and obviously the Tulsa should be doing more. Oklahoma should be doing more. I know that, I know some different things that they've worked through and getting them some type of money for the living descendants of the living individuals, from that time and all the different stuff, which it's not sufficient. I know about the commission that was put together and just all of this different stuff. But when I saw these steps, I know I'm kind of talking around it because I know y'all like it to the point. But when I saw these steps, I said, damn, we need to rebuild. And I can only imagine the people that came before us not having the resources, not having the power to do it. And the fact that these things still lay as they are is painful. You know what I mean? Just it's painful just to see like what could have been. You know what I mean? Like, I call it a dream deferred, and I'm sure y'all can go look that up as well. But I look at all these things as dreams deferred, like watching them pan the camera and you see the grass and it's kind of overgrown on some of the steps. And then you see it go up to this flat piece of concrete where a house was. And you see it go down the block. And you see row after row after row. And it's like, fuck, man. This happened. This happened. This is real. And I'm sure nobody pays. Not like most people probably don't even know. And you know what I'm saying? Like, even for people that are there, especially younger folks. But it's like, no, this was a thriving community. This was this was that. And this is what we have as remnants. This is what we have left. Not anything for the families and the. This is what we have left. We have these empty spaces, these empty plots that were once owned, that would have been somebody's generational wealth or whatever. They could have sold it, whatever the case may have been. It was theirs, and I'm like, we need to do more. You know what I mean? Like, I want what is it? A bulletproof headstone for Chairman Fred Hampton, right? Fred Hampton. And I think now, bigger than the things that I said before, it's like, I want to rebuild. Like, yes, let's designate things as historic landmarks, as history. And I saw another example, you know, where they were just talking about history versus what was it called? He said it so articulately, and I can't remember right now, but he was just saying history versus these symbols. I don't think he used the word symbols, but essentially, like, replacing all of these monuments that were built way after the Civil War and just taking them down and all of that, and that these things are not history. These things are not reflective of history. They don't identify history. They reflect lies. You know what I mean? Generally, they don't reflect the real reason why these soldiers fought. Oh, they did this, they did that, and I saw somebody explain. It's like, no, they killed other Americans to continue the practice of slavery. They fought to continue an enterprise. Not, oh, they fought valiantly and this battalion and they stood up. No, they stood up against other Americans to protect the industry of slavery, and to say otherwise is not history. You know, you're just creating these false idols. And the guy said he would rather these things say the true origin of what they did and what they were doing, opposed to making them look like they were heroes. Because in no other sense would anybody call those individuals heroes. And again, these things were not put up until they wanted to kind of let everybody know, like, we still here. You know what I mean? Like, hey, the South ain't dead. You know what I mean? In respect to Southern ideals and Southern comforts, that we will continue to this day to honor what they did in a losing effort, you know, for states' rights to own slaves. So I'm like, man, no, we need the history, like the real, like, we need historic monuments, historic things, and I think our communities deserve it. I think those people, their memories, even if they don't have any descendants because of what was done to them, should be bigger than the horrific side of it. I think it needs to reflect both. Let's show what happened after, and let's show what it was before. Like, I think that'll be a even bigger memory and relevant thing for a lot of people, not just Black people, but for all people. So that was my thing. It's like, man, changes on my mind. I'm like, man, Lord willing, I get to that point, and I'm thinking a lot bigger than I used to be. Like, man, if you get a certain amount of money, you can do so much more. And I know y'all might say, well, what are you doing now? I'm doing things now, but I mean, I think there needs to be things bigger than a donating to a GoFundMe or trying to reach out to somebody's family or trying to support, support somebody's documentary and just pushing that out for these different things and families. We can do more. And I think ultimately, yeah, I want to do more. But change is, I don't know, it's just happening all around me, man. Like, getting older, feeling different about my ideals and things that I stood on when I was younger, and just marriage and being a husband and being a father. You know what I mean? I know I said marriage and husband, but and just all of these different things. And it's just like, man, it's like I look at it and I say, wow. And then again, I just continue to think about legacy. What do I want to leave behind? What do I want to start this generation? I was thinking about my grandmother having all the kids over for the holidays. I don't know how she did it. I barely can deal with the two I got. And just to imagine my grandmother with a house full of kids for a week, 3 days, however many, giving the parents a break. And I'm just like, how did she do that? Did she not have to work? Did she take off? Did she? And it's like, what do you want to leave behind that when they get older, they remember and they say, you know what? I'm going to do this for the next generation of us. You know what I mean? I'm going to be that uncle, that aunt, that grandma, that, like, what do you want to do? What seeds do you want to plant now in your teenage niece, your teenage sister, your niece that's in elementary, your niece that's in, like, what, your nephew, you know, that's in elementary, like, what do you want to do? Whether you have those things or not, it could be somebody in the neighborhood, it could be somebody that's like your niece, nephew, somebody that's like your little brother, whatever the case may be. But it's like, you get away from just thinking about yourself. You know what I mean? And some of y'all may have already been doing this, but I haven't done the best. You know, I've done it for like immediate, but I'm just thinking a lot bigger now that I should do a lot more. I can do a lot more, and I just gotta power through it. I gotta fight through it. I gotta have the energy to do it. Because if I don't, I don't know who else will, and they'll be left short, just like I was left short. I think about all the lack of and the things that I didn't have, just not only in finances and community, but just in my family and them really covering me, you know, and being there and inspiring and supporting and uplifting and encouraging and getting on to me, and you know what I mean, holding me accountable and all of that stuff. And I'm like, all right, do you know what I mean? It's gonna be uncomfortable. It's gonna be a new ride, but it's like, stretch yourself. That like I say, this is the period that I need to stretch myself further than I have before. In my ways of kindness, in my ways of love, those are the places that I need to stretch, especially for the people that I care most about. All right, well, I probably could keep talking, but I think I'm going to close it with that. Continue to stretch yourselves. We're not kids anymore, especially for those of us who are 35 and up. It's like, we're not kids anymore. It's about to be 2023. You're about to be 36. You're about to officially be over your mid-30s. Like, we're in the mid-30s, but it's like you're about to be over that midpoint, closer to 40. I ain't 40 yet, but we're getting closer. And there's so much more I believe we can all do. As long as we acknowledge it and recognize it, and don't just keep our head down in the sand and just hide our gifts and just hold them so close to our chest. I'm encouraging everybody to change and continue to change. All right, y'all. Until next time. Peace.